Former Menominee Tribal Chairman Michael Chapman told the Senate Indian Affairs Committee he was paid $271,000 for helping Abramoff meet with Agua Caliente tribal officials just before that California tribe's elections in 2002. The Agua Caliente later hired Abramoff and paid him $10 million. Chapman says he now regrets working with Abramoff, but at the time believed the lobbyist was a reputable advocate for tribes. Chapman says none of his dealings with Abramoff were connected to the Menominee tribe's ongoing efforts to open a casino in Kenosha. News from Indian Country editor Paul DeMaine says it's unlikely Chapman's actions will have any effect on the Kenosha project.
The question is whether or not any of the actions he was involved in were corrupt in nature, and I think making a connection doesn't seem to me to be a corrupt in nature. He was taking advantage of the fact that he knew certain people and did some introductory work to them.
But Potawatomi tribal leaders want an investigation to confirm that Chapman's Abramoff connection did not include any work on the Kenosha casino. The Potawatomi are lobbying hard against approval of the Kenosha facility, claiming it would siphon off Chicago gamblers from their Milwaukee casino. Menominee tribal lobbyist Evan Zeppo says he doesn't believe an investigation will turn up anything.
If the Potawatomi wants to try to spin it and convince people that somehow or other this is bad as part of their effort to preserve their monopoly and kill economic development in southeast Wisconsin, I guess that's their prerogative, but I don't think they have a lot of credibility in doing so.
The Potawatomi have not made a formal request to the Department of Interior for an investigation. If the Kenosha Casino is approved, the $808 million complex would be the largest casino in the Midwest. It would need approval from the Wisconsin governor. But the future of the casino may hinge on a state Supreme Court decision expected this summer. A ruling in that case could ban all casinos in the state and lead to a battle in the federal courts. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.